I've been locked into God for this one thing. And God said, I don't want to answer one prayer. I want to answer a multitude of prayer. I want to show you how prayer is answered on a continuous basis. And if you want continuous answered prayer, you can either, if you're going to do one prayer by one prayer, it's going to take you a long time. I want to give you a mystery that's going to open up continuous prayer. And then he took me back into this very prayer that Paul had prayed in Ephesians, and he opened it up. This one's a culmination right here. It's falling right in line with all of the mysteries. But I've seen it. And how many know you can see it something and then you can really see it? How many know what I'm talking about? Some of you, God will show it to you and then he really shows it to you. The first time you really thought he showed it to you until he actually really, really, really shows it to you. And when you get the kind of light that God is putting on scripture right now, it opens up in a realm that's just amazing. So we're going to dive into this. I might even begin a new, brand new series on this. It's that important. It's that huge. There's a lot to do here, a lot to say, a lot, because he's just been rolling it through me all week. But more than that, I'm engaged now, and we're all going to get engaged. Amen. So let's begin. Let's look at this Ephesians 3 prayer, verse 14. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Amen. Now, verse 16 has four parts to it. It's one verse that has four very major parts. And you have to understand all four parts. Amen. And it's crucial to understanding all four parts to understand why Paul is actually praying this. So he says the first part, that he would grant you. Say grant. Everything that God does, the Father does, he grants. It's free. He that spared not his only Son, how shall he not through him, by him, and through his name freely, say freely, give you all things. You have to believe that God wants to do it. Amen. And he says, according to the riches of his glory. Now, according to the riches of the glory, we've been in that particular operation for a couple of weeks now, especially when Jesus said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he said, most assuredly, say most assuredly, he will give it to you. How many of you asked something in the Lord's name and you never received it? Both hands raised. But the Lord said, most assuredly. So a lot of times in scripture, it's not what you think that scripture is saying that brings the fulfillment. It's what the Holy Spirit teaches you what that actually means. For instance, for example, when he said, if you ask anything in my name, he wasn't just saying, bow your knees, get into your humble mode. I would do it, but you've seen it, you know, get your eyes all squinted, you know, get spiritual. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask. It's not just saying the name of Jesus. What he's saying, if you ask anything that's in, say in the name of Jesus. In other words, he is the appointed heir of all things in his ascension. God reassigned everything to him. It pleased the Father that in Christ all fullness would dwell. Jesus himself said in John 16, he said, all that the Father has is now mine. He was speaking a post-cross, of course, but he's telling them, all that the Father has is mine. In his ascension, he became the appointed heir of the Father, and he received the full inheritance on the behalf of the church. Amen? And he received the seven inheritances. One of those inheritances, when they said, worthy is the Lamb in Revelation 10:5, to have received. Say received. Sometimes they're ascribing these to him. They're ascribing praise and worship. You are glorious and worthy of honor. But this one, he said, worthy is the Lamb to have received. He received the seven inheritances. And the first part of that inheritance was power, which is this word dunamis. Say dunamis. Worthy is the Lamb to receive dunamis and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Everything that you could presently find that he received is in the name of Jesus, or it's in what's called the riches of his glory, or what's termed the riches of his grace. It's this heavenly inheritance that God has laid up for us that's kept in heaven, guarded in heaven. We have an inheritance kept in heaven, the Bible says, guarded in heaven. Above the enemy's approach, he cannot touch it, he cannot steal it, he cannot access it. It's all there, always there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, H-A-T-H, hath, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So God has laid up this inheritance for us there. What we're after, what our quest is right now, and my quest is how to get that here. Amen. How to move from limited to unlimited. How to move from limited prayer to unlimited prayer. How to move from limited anointing to unlimited anointing. See, that's the shift. This is a major shift that the body of Christ and the people of God have to move into the fullness in this last hour. And this is a major revelation. So when he's saying, Father, you grant us according to the riches and glory, he's saying according to the inheritance that's laid up for us in heavenly places. Well, I'm going to draw from that place. Amen. So, while that inheritance is very important, is in heavenly places, it's going to do you no earthly good. Did you hear that? While it's sitting in heavenly places, it's going to do you no earthly good because it has not been activated, transferred, or initiated. It has not been transferred. And while it's there, although it's yours, it's not doing you any earthly good.
Well, why did he put it up there then?
He had to. Because the enemy has a legal lease in the earth. An enemy could steal all of this. God was not going to restore dunamis, dominion, and all of this and put it back in the hands of the enemy. He kept it up there. It's guarded. It's in an estate the enemy cannot approach. That's good news. Amen. That's the wisdom of God and the glory of God to put it up there. Hallelujah. But how he's going to get it here is a whole nother story. This prayer is not just a prayer. It's like almost the Lord's Prayer when it comes to receiving. It's telling you the how-tos and the whys of why this needs to transfer. Amen? What's in this transference? What is dunamis? All of this has to come out of that place. And there has to be a legal, not illegal, a legal. A legal transference. God does everything by the book. Amen. God doesn't do anything. He can't. It's impossible for God to be unrighteousness in any of his dealings. It's impossible for him to be illegal in any of his dealings. He doesn't do that. He does everything through legal coordinates. And when Jesus restored all things, God, now I would have done it this way, but I'm not God. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. But God put it all in the hands of his church. He delegated all authority to us. I'm thinking, God, you sure that was the best way to do this? God can't just drop heaven down because he wants to. God has to have authority to do that from you. You have been given authority. The Bible says you're a dual citizen. You're a very remarkable being. You are a dual citizen. In Philippians chapter 3, King James doesn't get this right. It says your conversation is heaven. That word actually means citizenship. I think it's the second last verse of chapter 3. Your citizenship, say citizenship, is in heaven. And you have citizenship here in the earth, which makes you an incredibly remarkable being because you have access to heavenly and access to earthly. If God took you out of this earth, you could work no more here. So God's given you access through your legal, divine, kingdom citizenship. You're going to have that in order for dunamis to transfer. That legal, divine citizenship needs to be present. Amen. Now he says, grant me according to the riches of the glory. Those are eternal. Say eternal. Say eternal. Huge, huge. Never ending supply. Amen. Lord, I got to get going. Praise God. I have a lot to say today. I'm in the first three verses. Hallelujah. Now King James says to be strengthened with might. That is really not how you want to say that verse. I kind of wrote it there for you in the notes. When you the word strengthen means to be empowered, infused. So here's how I say this verse. Father, I ask that you grant me according to the riches of the glory that are in Christ Jesus. You can say name in his name to be strengthened, empowered, overshadowed, and infused with all creative dunamis power, dunamis virtue, dunamis life, dunamis provision. That's a pretty good prayer right there, amen? Because he's praying, it's got to come out from this realm of riches and glory, and it has to transfer somewhere very specific. Say that 10 times, specific. I just going to see if Tina's the only one that went out on that one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Very specific what he said. Watch this. Thank you, Tina, for that. Praise God. He says to be empowered over is the same word. Mary was overshadowed with the Holy Spirit and what? Dunamis power. She was overshadowed and the very conception of the Lord Jesus Christ in the womb was conceived by dunamis power. Sarah and Abraham, they conceived, Sarah conceived by dunamis. Said she received dunamis and conceived. Amen. It's very powerful. Never underestimate the power of dunamis. We're going to get into what dunamis is again, but I want to stay focused on this prayer here. Notice it says, so that was part three. So part one, grant according to the riches of the glory. It's got to come out from this heavenly trust, so to speak, to be overshadowed with all creative dunamis power. That's part two. It's the actual prayer. Grant me this dunamis from that place. Part three, by his spirit. Say, by his spirit. If you're going to receive from heaven, you got to understand. You have to. You must. It's a necessity to understand the roles of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus said, he said himself, you're going to pray to the Father. Say, pray to the Father. Pray to the Father. When this dispensation changed, you pray to the Father. We don't pray to statue, we pray to Father. Amen. Pray to the Father in his name. What's in his name? And then there's the role of the Holy Spirit. You can write this down. All kingdom transference comes by way of the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is under submission to the Godhead. He said, he will glorify me. This is very important in John 16. He said, he will glorify me. He will receive of mine and show it unto you. He is not here of his own accord. He said he will not speak on his own accord. He's under my authority. The Father sent him into the right hand. The Lord sent him from the right hand. He's under the authority, the head of the church, the Lord Jesus. He does not speak himself. He does not answer your prayer. He answers the Father's prayer. Did you understand what I just said? In other words, Holy Spirit, do this. He doesn't do that. It's the Father that authorizes the transaction. Put it that way. Say, the Father authorizes a transaction from the name of Jesus.
What is he waiting on?
I'll get into that in a minute. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, believe it or not, your answered prayer, the Holy Spirit is waiting on that authorization. He can immediately transfer. He wants to immediately transfer. Now, in order to see all this come to fruition, Lord, give me 3 hours today. Amen. Hallelujah. In order to see this transition, this transaction come to pass properly, you have to understand the flow. Dunamis is not going to just fall out of heaven into the earth. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to be transferred by the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the authorization of the Father. That's why he said he didn't pray to the Holy Spirit. He prayed to the Father in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit. And once the Father grants the authorization, the Holy Spirit will draw the inheritance out. Say, draw it out. From the heavenly trust, from which it does you no good while it's there, and other than the fact it's kept there so the enemy can never steal it. It's drawn out. Where is it drawn to? Very important. It's not just fall on the earth. It's drawn into what? Your inner man. Say inner man. The new man. Christ in you. The new creation. That is not an old man in there. That's not a sinner saved by grace in there. That is a new creation. That is a man that's been bought and paid for, that's been recreated in the image of God. It's a new man full of the life of God, full of the grace of God. Our inner man is renewed day by day. He's been made in the image and recreated in the image of God. Isn't that glorious? One of the great properties of our inner man is the fact that our inner man can actually receive this incredible substance and inheritance from heaven. Are you ready for this? Your inner man hears deep call to deep. Are you ready? I don't know if you can handle this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Ready? Ready? Your inner man is a spirit. Oh, he's spiritual. Your inner man is spiritual. He's a spirit. Guess what? God is. He's a spirit. Guess what riches in glory are? Spirit. None of that is tangibly seen unless you see it with the eye of the heart that's been enlightened. Though dunamis is invisible, it's highly visible by the word. It's highly, God takes something that's invisible and he makes it highly visible. Now, before we go any further, I need you to just drop down to the scripture on Romans there. This is one of the most profound verses in the Bible. Amen. Are you with me still? Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, watch this. I love this verse. Watch this. Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him, say invisible, things from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. I couldn't see what he created with, but I can understand clearly by the things that are made that all creation, beginning with light itself, sun and moon, earth, atmospheres, animal kingdom, plant kingdom, even you, even the Lord, was created this in the womb of Mary. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Ready? Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power. That eternal power is dunamis. Say dunamis. And Godhead. When God created the earth, he just didn't walk in the earth and just say, let there be light. There was something present. Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the water. And what did God say? Let there be light. But what else was hovering with him? Wherever you find the Holy Spirit, you're going to find dunamis, creative power. It was the invisible substance that was unseen but clearly seen in creation. Amen? You can say this. Dunamis is to the spirit realm what the molecular atom is to the material realm. You hear that? Dunamis is to the spiritual man. Now, you're going to get this in a minute. What the molecular atom is to the material realm. Every single thing in the material world was created from the atom. Protons, electrons, neutrons. I'm not a scientist. Don't ask me how it all works. It's just all there. Amen? It's there. It was all created by a base atom that every created thing, every tangible matter, all tangible matter was created from the molecular structure of an atom. Amen? All spiritual matter, all of it, has its foundation in this molecular spiritual substance called dunamis. Whenever God's going to create anything, it's going to be by dunamis. Amen? He said, you shall receive power, dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen? He said, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in what? Dunamis. Say dunamis. It cannot just be word only. You'll never see the fullness. It has to be dunamis too, because dunamis is the creative life of the kingdom. Amen? So Paul is praying, said, listen, Paul's saying, what you need, if you're going to see revival, what you need, if you're going to have light, what you need, if you want to have grace and glory and fullness of answered prayer, is you need a full cup of dunamis creative power. It's not going to do any good if it's in heaven. It's got to come into the earth, but it's not going to drop out there. It's going to drop into you. You have to be a carrier of this dunamis. You have to be a carrier. You call these people the carriers of the glory. They are. These people learn how to carry, everyone learns how to carry the glory different ways. But if we can learn to receive this dunamis the way he wants us to receive it, if we can receive a fullness of dunamis, your spirit man is the container for dunamis creative power. It is the capacity, and it is a legal transference. Because you're a dual citizen, your spirit man has rights to receive a heavenly substance and bring it back down to the earth. Because it's spirit to spirit transfer. Say spirit to spirit transfer. Boom. Did you know that every single scripture referring to mighty works is one word, dunamis. The mighty works do show themselves. There's only one word there. It's not two. It's dunamis. It's the awesome displays of dunamis creative power. Every word for miracle is dunamis. Do you know that? Every word for miracle, mighty works, dunamis. Say dunamis. All that's dunamis. Everything he did, a miracle when special miracles were wrought by the hand of Paul. It wasn't special miracles. It was only one word. A dunamis creative miracle. The dunamis was in Paul's body. They put the handkerchiefs on his body and it transferred to the cloth. Amen. If we don't have the dunamis, we don't get the transfer. See, what we want God to do is drop it down from there to here. Now, if you're operating like a gift, like Cheryl, she says the gift of healings and miracles, God carries a certain operation with her. It's going to be with her. When she prays, she has a certain operation of miracles and healing, and it's already present with her in that grace that she carries. So the Holy Spirit already has that presence, so she just releases it. Amen. But it's still coming to that agency of release, because the Holy Spirit's going to work with you, whether you like it or not. He's not going to bypass you. What we're talking about is answer prayer, but we're also talking about how to get revival in. I am seeing the very foundations of revival of the creative realm and how it works. And I'm focusing. So I was focused on, I'm going to go back to this. I was focused on this one prayer of believe and I receive, believe I receive. And God said, listen, I want way more than for you than focusing on one prayer. I want to show you how to have continuous prayer answered all the time. And that's when he took me, he said, go finish the prayer. And I went and I saw it. Watch this. Are you ready for this? I've seen this verse, I've preached it at least 400 times. Did not understand it. Let me just drop down a minute and give you a little bit of juice here. Amen. Verse 20. Now unto him, say it, now unto him that's able to do, perform, create. Actually, you know the word means to do means to make. The maker, the creator. Now unto him that's able to create exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all, say all, that we ask, think, or imagine. Now watch this. He didn't leave it like that. According, say according. Say according. According to what? How is he going to create abundantly and do and perform and establish and demonstrate and materialize and manifest the kingdom according what? To the dunamis power that's what? That's sitting in the right hand of God. That's what? Working where? Where? In you. By the end of that prayer, there was a transference. Those are two different prayers right there. The first prayer was to get the dunamis. The second prayer is, now that you have the dunamis properly transferred into your inner man, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, the preceding verse said. Now that it's been transferred, it's resident. Say it's resident. It's taken habitation. God has given you an adequate supply of dunamis creative power. It's not in the right hand of God anymore. Where is it? It's in you. Now, while it's in you, listen, it's still not in the creative realm yet, but it's in the natural. It's in you, and it has rights now to come into this realm. Why? Because it's been transferred you through a legal transference from the authorization of the Father, from the name of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. He transferred the dunamis. Say, transferred the dunamis. Now you're going to understand the first miracle the Lord ever did. What was the first miracle he did? What did he say? They have no wine. Actually, that was actually a financial miracle. They didn't have any wine. Obviously, they didn't prepare or they didn't have the money, but they didn't have the wine. But it was far greater than that. Because if you understand the demonstrations of John and all of the miracles of John, most of those miracles were all for demonstrative purposes that demonstrate certain aspects of the Godhead. I don't want to get into all that right now. But this first one was huge because it demonstrated the entire mystery of the kingdom, and we miss it all the time. He said, there's six water pots of water. That's man. Man, that's your water pot. He said, here's how the kingdom's going to work. Go fill the water pot with water. Here's what Mary said. Whatever he says to you, do it. Here's what the Lord's telling you to do. You want me to tell you what he's telling you to do? Get your water pot filled with living water called dunamis. You got to fill it to the brim. Fill it to the brim. The water pot is your inner man. Amen. The water pot is the bowl of Zechariah 4. The water pot is your inner man. You have a capacity to contain heavenly dunamis. Fill it up with dunamis, and when it gets to the top, okay, there, that was the first transference, right? It's gotten from that place to you, right hand of God to you. Now, once it's filled, it's still, nothing's happened yet, but it's in you now. Say, nothing's happened, but it's in you. This is why people don't get answered prayer. They don't understand how transferences are made. They're trying to say, God, do it, God, do it, God, do it. The Father only transacts in the name of Jesus. He's not going to manifest your prayer. He's going to manifest the substance the Holy Spirit's going to use to manifest your prayer. Did you get what I just said? The Father's not going to manifest your prayer. He's going to manifest the substance. He's going to authorize the transaction for the release of this creative substance of which the entire world was made from. He's going to authorize that transaction. And where's it coming? It's going to come out of the right hand of God. What's it called? Ready? Ready? Jurisdictional transfer. Everyone say jurisdictional. Here we go again. We got a jurisdictional transfer coming into the kingdom. We got a jurisdictional transfer going out. It's got to come out. Who teaches us jurisdictional transfer? Holy Spirit. He's going to teach you how to come in from one realm to his realm. He's going to teach you how to get what's in that realm to this realm. He hadn't stopped teaching. So let's not stop learning. Amen. Until we get it, right? He's going to teach us how this journey. I got to get it from the right hand. It's not going to go right hand straight to the earth. It's going to go right hand straight into my water pot. Amen. I'm going to show this to you in the ministry of the Lord here. And once it gets to my water pot, what happens? Now the substance come out of a heavenly jurisdiction. It's now in an earthly jurisdiction. God now has authority to operate. He's got something heavenly now in the earth. Even though it's not yet in manifestation form, it's in the earth. And God's, and the Lord said, it's in the earth. The Holy Ghost said, yeah, it's in the earth. Hallelujah. We finally got in the earth. We can do something with that. Draw it out. Draw it out. Decree it. Release it. Listen, when you're full of dunamis and you say the name of Jesus, a lot different than saying the name of Jesus with no dunamis. Remember that man at Gate Beautiful, and Peter come along and said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have. Did he have it on him, or was it still in the right hand? He was full of it. He said, now in the name of Jesus, the dunamis empowers. It's in the water pot. He said, draw it out. And soon as... This is the incredible ministry of the Holy Spirit. He's there. He's there the whole time. He's there helping you get into the Father. He's helping you receive from the Father. He's helping you. He's getting that stuff in you, and he's going to draw that stuff out of you. Everyone say he's there. His ministry is amazing. Hallelujah. I love the Holy Ghost. I love the Father. I love the Son. Got to have all three of them. I love riches and glory. We're about to get the fullness. Because God now can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And he said, draw it out. Say, draw it out. Draw it out. It's there. He has the license and the authorization to draw it out now. Why? It's been transferred. Holy Ghost cannot just take arbitrarily the riches and glory and drop them down in the earth. Only time he did that is when the Lord set him down with the church. He has to work with you. He works with this thing called faith. Say, faith. The Father's only going to be moved by faith. I don't care what we do and all the spiritual shenanigans we do to try to get God to do something. He's only going to get moved by faith. Amen. But once it's here, it's done. Draw it out. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit takes that dunamis and he turns it, the water, into wine. He causes the miraculous right there. The miracles start happening. That's where he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, imagine, according to the dunamis that's in the water pot. Amen. If it's not in the water pot, you're asking him to do something. You've got the cart before the horse. Don't ask for the manifestation. Ask the Father for the transference. When the Father transfers it, the Holy Spirit will authorize the manifested. That's the Lord saying, once the Father answers, you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Lord said, I'll do it with my Holy Spirit. My Father will give it to you, but I'll do it. Understand how they operate. Amen. Boom. Am I good? Let's watch this in the ministry of the Lord. I put a few examples here. Very powerful examples. Oh, let's start with that second page, Luke 6. Say Luke 6. The more you see this, the more faith you'll have to receive it. You have to learn. We have to get a vision to get our water pot full. The Lord said, you got to have a full water pot. He says, do you want to just receive one little bitty cup at a time for prayer? Okay, you got that cup. Let's go to the next prayer. Shaka ba 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 ba, receiver, 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 receive. There's your other cup. Or would you say, let's fill the water pot? Now God says, now I have a container of riches and glory that has rightful authorization now to be released in the earth because it's in you. You're a dual citizen. I have rightful authorization. It's transferred from the right hand to you. Now you're carrying it. I can pull a cup out of you anytime I want now. I can pull a cup out of your barrel. Would you rather have a cup or a barrel full? That's why God he stopped me because I was praying this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to do this and I'm going to graduate. And God said, listen, I want more. I want to do exceedingly abundantly above all you ask or think. I want you to get your barrel full. Believe me, for a full barrel of this creative spiritual dunamis substance. It's like what the atom is to the molecular world, to the natural world, to the matter. It's the spiritual substance of the entire kingdom of God. The kingdom cometh not by word only. It comes by dunamis. Okay, so let's watch this. Are you with me? Are you with me? Luke 6, verse 12. It came to pass that he went up into prayer, the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer unto God. You think that the Lord, when he was in prayer all night with God, that he was miserable? That was only in the Garden of Gethsemane was he miserable. Because he's taking the burden of the cross. He was in joy. Here's how it was with him. In Romans 15 says, God of hope will fill you, say fill you, with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through what? The dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. Your prayer time is supposed to be full, glorious, and exciting from the time you enter in, the time you receive from the Father, and then you carry this amazing substance. He created the whole world. How do you think kingdom comes? When he said in the prayer, Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, what do you think that means? Oh, the kingdom's going to drop out of the sky. No, it's coming through this substance called dunamis. It's the building blocks of all spiritual matter. And when it comes to you, God will build a kingdom from it. The Lord spent all night in prayer while the Father was filling him up all night. He filled him to the brim and then he took him. He says, now go down there and choose 12 disciples. Now watch what happens. He's filled to the brim. All right. Say filled to the brim. Woo. Of course, you are going to have to plug the leaks. Some of you got to plug the leaks. Look at your neighbor. Say plug the leaks.
Oh, what kind of leaks do you have? It doesn't matter. Plug it.
Plug it. Doesn't do God to pour it in if you got a big hole in the bottom of your boat. Amen. So he continues all night in verse 17. He came down with him, stood in the plain, the company of his disciples, and a great multitude. Now we got revival now. Why? Because he has the substance of revival in him. Not sitting in heaven. It's now been transferred. What do you think he was doing all night with his Father? Transferring dunamis into him. He's a carrier now. Isn't that good? He stood in the plain of the company of his disciples. These words on these pages are getting smaller every time. Great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be what? Healed. Came to the church to be healed of their diseases. Great multitudes don't show up to the church to be healed because the church does not have enough water in their water pot. They have all the techniques, all the language, all the lingo, all the understanding, all the knowledge, but no water. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Watch this. Verse 19. The whole multitude sought to touch him. For there went what? What do you think that word virtue means? Dunamis. Out of him. Where? Out of him. Out of him. Not out of heaven, out of him. It got transferred that night. Now he's carrying. He's got a full water pot, and the Holy Spirit's drawing it out now. And as he draws it out, all they do is touch him. And as soon as that dunamis, while he was carrying it, nothing happened. But as soon as that dunamis was drawn out into this realm, immediately, miracles, signs, wonders start taking place. And they healed them, what? All. Say all were healed. And all. Not some, all. It was the easiest thing ever. All he had to do, because he said, I'm not doing the healing. My Father through the Holy Spirit's doing the healing. But what was his responsibility? Fill the water pot. Don't just get filled with the presence. Get filled with dunamis. If you're not getting filled with dunamis, you're missing the mark. You have to understand what you're getting filled with. Amen. You're getting filled with the creative substance of which the entire kingdom of God manifests. He pulled that dunamis and started manifesting the kingdom of God. Everybody in that place was healed. And there was a whole multitude vexed with unclean spirits. I have no idea what that crowd looked like. But as soon as dunamis touched them, splashed out all over them. Isn't that glorious? You remember when he was there in the, I think it was Peter's house there, and the lawyers and all them, and that paraplegic had to tear the roof off the house to get him in. They dropped him. The Bible says the power of the Lord was what? Present. Say present. The dunamis was present. If dunamis is in the right hand of God and you're trying to get a miracle, you're going to have a long time. You have to already have it. Peter said, such as I have. That's what we're doing in prayer, by the way. What we're doing in prayer, we're supposed to be fellowshipping with the Father, falling in love, and then getting the full supply of dunamis for work, for service, and what? Answer prayer, because my God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, or imagine, according to this dunamis that's working in us. If we don't get it in us, it's not going to come out of us. And as long as it's in the right hand of God, it's not doing us any good. Or the people around you. But you get a full supply. Here's what happens. You ask the Father, and the Father said, well, you already have the dunamis. He authorizes the release. You start getting answer prayer like that. Why? Because you already have the substance of the entire kingdom of God is made of, and you're carrying it. You're going to walk around like this. Who wants some dunamis? Anybody want some dunamis? Give me some dunamis. He said it, dunamis. Now, remember the widow woman? I mean, that woman with the issue of blood is powerful. You ought to remember because it's on your notes. Praise God, I think. Did I put it on your note? Yeah, first page. This is very powerful. I like this in Luke 8, verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, spent all her living with the physicians, went to the church. Nothing could be healed of any. You ever had an infirmity where you went to every prayer line in the country and nothing happened? Isn't that good that God healed you? Praise God. Sometimes things survive certain operations. She survived everybody. And came behind him, touched the border of his garment, and immediately the issue of her blood was dried up. And Jesus said, who touched me? And Master, the multitudes are thronging you. What do you mean who touched you? He said, no, somebody touched me. I felt what? Virtue proceed out of me. Dunamis, somebody took a draw on my dunamis. somebody took a withdrawal without me knowing it. See, normally he's the one in charge of the withdrawal, but somebody's faith. See, faith can reach in. If you got somebody operating dunamis, you can just go grab their dunamis without their consent. If you got dunamis, I can get your dunamis without your consent. If you got dunamis, it's fair game. Now don't you come and draw into my dunamis. Get your own dunamis. You might get one or two of those dunamis withdrawals, and I'm going to say, hey, stop, whoa. Now we just let the pastor do all the work and get his dunamis. That is my dunamis. I give you some. But I'm going to teach you how to get yourself. Why, we just drink your water. Let you go do all the work. Get back in there, do all the work, and bring me some dunamis. So dunamis came out of here. Somebody touched me. He had no idea. He turned around and saw her. He was not there to heal her. He was on his way to heal and raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. And he had a full boat of dunamis. He had a barrel full to go raise her from the dead. He was in somebody on his way. They're thronging him. Nobody's pulling that dunamis out of him because they didn't know how to pull it. But her faith reached in and pulled it out. She got it. He turned around and said, somebody touch me. Who touched me? Dunamis. Somebody got some of my dunamis. He was happy for it. He said, woman, your faith made you whole. Your faith did that. You drew upon what was in me, but your faith did that. That's what a carrier of dunamis can do. You're a carrier of revival. Without it, we won't have revival. You can't have a revival from the gift realm. It's not designed for that because it's measured out by the Holy Spirit. The immeasurable realm, the one without measure, are the ones that go to the Father and receive. If the Holy Ghost brought it all down and Paul had it all, why would he have to go back up and ask for it? There is a measure the Holy Spirit brings to you in your gift, calling, and destiny. But the immeasurable realm, the one without measure, you got to go up the mountain and get it from the Father. Just like the Lord did. You're not any different than He is. I'm not any different. Have to go up there. He says, I can do nothing of myself, Father. Fill my cup. I lift it up. Give me a full barrel. Sometimes it's going to take some time. Because you're going to have to learn how to receive from that realm. You're going to have the eye of the spirit, the eye of the heart, the eye of faith, all in conjunction together. You're going to have to want it. Want it, because the enemy, he's going to surely fight it. Because he doesn't want that dunamis. I thought he was fighting it when I was getting into the love of the Father. Woo! He does not want that dunamis here. Because he has no defense whatsoever for it. That's when the meetings are on. And I've got my eyes set like a flint. To have my barrel filled with dunamis. And once I learned to fill it, he said, son, empty it, bring it back. Empty it, bring it back. Empty it, come back. You know what happens? His men of God will come in, they'll spend the year, and they'll get up in that dunamis, and it'll come out of them. Bam, it pours out everywhere, and all of a sudden they become the show. You know? And all of a sudden they're the show. They forget about the dunamis, and they're off running the show now. You can build a huge ministry with just one barrel. But eventually that one barrel will stop. And you can't get the flow like it was. So you got to replace it with all the other stuff that goes on. That's how they shift from power to clouds without water. They don't even know they're shifting. They don't even know their whole ministry shifted. Because they don't understand what caused that. If the Lord had to go and get it, you got to go get it. Amen. And without it, there is no revival. There's no continue. What was the lampstand of Zechariah for? What is the lampstand of the last days? It's the continuous oil. Hey, there's kingly oil and there's priestly oil up in that dunamis. Now I'm going to give you the definition of dunamis and then I'm going to close. This is my first close. Amen. Hey, God might assign some special operations of dunamis to you. Paul got a special operation of miracles with handkerchief and aprons. That was a special operation of dunamis. Amen? Right off, that woman pulled it off of the cloth of the Lord, and Paul put those aprons and those napkins next to his body, and that dunamis released. See, Paul knew how to get that dunamis on him. It released, and that dunamis carried. And as soon as it touched the person, bam, healed. Dunamis traveled. Isn't that awesome? Glory to God. Now, isn't this good? We're going to get into the nuts and bolts. Come Wednesday, don't miss Wednesday, don't miss Sunday, because we're about to get in the nuts and bolts of how to receive this. Amen? Have to learn how to receive this dunamis. Glory to God. Now notice this, dunamis, the Strong's Concordance says this, and I'm closing. It's a force of miraculous power, ability, might, power and strength, and then they say abundance. But I like what Thayer says, watch this. Power for performing miracles, the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. My God will supply all of your need, what? According to His riches in glory. They were praying riches in glory in Ephesians 3. Called it dunamis. Called it dunamis. My God will supply all your need with this dunamis. Why? Because it's creative provision. It's how the kingdom manifests. It's how the kingdom multiplies. It's this stuff that makes the kingdom come alive. See what we're doing? We're praying and we're doing all these things without dunamis. If we had focused more on dunamis, a lot more things would start happening. Amen? Say amen. Here's the Holy Spirit definition you gave me, and we'll finish. Hey, I can't believe we did all this. We made it through the notes. Praise God. Isn't that good? It's grace. Sometimes when I give you the notes, I'm able to cover the ground I want to cover. Amen? Here's this definition you gave me. The creative substance of divine essence and power that works in conjunction with the Word, of which the Holy Spirit employs to tangibly manifest the spiritual kingdom of God in the natural earth realm. Isn't that good? Dunamis has to transfer. We can say, rah, 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 got an inheritance in heaven. Fadeth not away, guarded in heaven, reserved in this last time for you now. Hallelujah, got me an inheritance. Ain't going to do no good as long as it's sitting in that trust. It's got to transact. The Father's the trustee. He's the attorney that's going to authorize that transaction. Amen? Once that transaction comes, the first place. Now, can I have 2 more minutes? Can I have an HR, a Father's House, 2 minutes? Going once. Going twice. Hey, how you doing there? Good to see you. Praise God. It's been a while. Ready? Watch this. Let's say you need healing in your body and you want to operate by faith and you've been in the prayer lines and it's not working. So God wants to do it by faith. The worst thing you can do, watch this. Now listen to me very carefully. I'm going to teach you something the Lord taught me. This is good stuff. You ready? The worst thing you can do is say, Father, heal me. He's not going to do that. He's not going to answer that prayer. That's not how it works. He's not going to answer it consistently, put it that way. Why? Because your body belongs to the earth's jurisdiction. God is not going to release, listen, riches and glory out of the realm of riches and glory, heavenly realm, right hand of God, and put it straight in your body. That's an illegal transfer. Why? Because your body is not the dual citizen. It's your spirit man. Do you understand that? Your body belongs to the earth's realm. It has to come to your spirit first. You have to receive the healing in your inner man. The Father's going to, listen to me very carefully. You have to understand it. The Father's going to transact in the name of Jesus only. So the Father's going to heal you. What is He going to give you? Dunamis. Where is He going to give you the dunamis? Into your inner man. By who? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit's going to watch this. Transfer it to the inner man. It's just like filling your water pot. If you want to receive healing for your body, if you've got a continuous, well, you need to go up to the Father instead of saying, Father, heal me, heal me. Say, Father, grant me a full supply. I'm doing this for the financial realm too. Grant me a full water pot of dunamis. Grant me a full, because that's what the Father's going to give. Amen? Grant me to be filled in my inner man with a full water pot for dunamis. Enough for me, my household, and the whole church. That's what I'm asking the Father for. This is how He shifted my prayer. He says, and then you believe, you receive. And I'm in that receiving process right now. That's where I'm at. Once you get the dunamis, then you can decree, listen to me, you have the legal transference of dunamis. It's now in your inner man. You got it? Isn't this good? Now you've got the legal transference. Now guess what happens? I'm back in the earth realm now. What do you do now? I've got it in me. What do you do now? My body belongs to the earth. I decree the release of this dunamis into my body. Now you can speak to your body in the name of Jesus, but you got dunamis behind what you're saying. You can loose, you can employ the keys of the kingdom, and whatever you loose on the earth is going to get loosed in heaven. You can loose what you have. Such as I have, I give to my own body. Be healed. Such as I have, I give to my body. Be healed, foot. If you don't have it, you don't understand how God heals the human anatomy. The Father doesn't do the healing. He does the transference of dunamis. Holy Spirit transfers to the inner man. The Lord takes over and says, now I'll do it through the Holy Spirit. Now decree the release. And the Holy Spirit draws the water out of your inner man into your foot. To the natural realm. Because your body still belongs to the natural realm. Isn't that a mystery? Isn't that awesome? You can decree the release. That's why so many people don't get healed. Because they don't understand the way the kingdom's working. Isn't that good? Man, we're going to get this. You can do your finances too. Father, bless my finances. No. Father, grant me a full barrel of dunamis. And then wherever I find that I have no wine, draw it out. Draw it out. If you're carrying dunamis, God can do some serious drawing out around your bills. He can draw out the creative provision for you. He can draw it out. Isn't that awesome? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Justin, come on, buddy.
Oh, I'm excited. I feel like preaching. But last year when I was with the other ministry, we was running around. We was going into a Gesture 3 unit, and it's a TDCJ. It's a hospital, and there's nothing but wheelchairs in there. There's nothing but sicknesses in there. So every time I would go in there, I would be praying for the seven inheritances. So I've been receiving this dunamis for about 2 years now. But even going in there, the Lord says, be aware of the atmosphere that you're carrying, because y'all too have been receiving this too. Just like Peter walked down the middle of the street and healed the ones in the sick bed. That last time we was in there, I was in there just praying, building their faith on creative miracles, building their faith on receiving miracles for themselves. Actually, it was a time before I went in there last. But the last time I went in there, I shared this with you before. The last time I went in there, it was the two of the guys that used to be in wheelchairs came running up to me and said, Justin. But see what it was an atmosphere of dunamis in there. And one of the guys in the wheelchair, he was leaving the ministry. He was going back to his thing after we done had the prayer room. We didn't lay hands on him or nothing. He heard a voice. And it spoke to him and said, get out the wheelchair. And he's like, what? And so anyways, he started to stand up, and he couldn't walk. He used to be paralyzed from the chest down. And so he started to get up out of his wheelchair, and the guy that was pushing him back to his room said, what are you doing? He says, I heard a voice. And he used to be, and 2 weeks prior to that, he was Muslim. And so he was in a ministry the 2 weeks before that, he received, and he got born again. And now he hears a voice that says, get out the wheelchair. So he stands up, and he lands flat on his face. And so the guys picked him back up, and he says, no, I'm not getting back in that thing. And he grabbed the wall, and he started walking, and the Lord started building his legs and building his knees. We was in there. He was sitting there. He was worshiping the Lord like this. Be aware of the atmosphere that you're carrying. Even though that you might not be releasing it, it's surrounding you. Amen.
Hey, now listen to me. Peter was a very imperfect person, but he understood how to apprehend dunamis. That's even in chapter 3, he said, such as I have, I give to you. By chapter 5, it was a cloud of glory around him. That cloud of glory was a cloud of dunamis. Holy Spirit and dunamis power was overshadowing him. And the same thing, lay him on beds and couches. Now, my God, says, will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine according to the dunamis. It's what? Working in us. The first prayer was a transference. The second one was the Father doing it through us. Now watch this. Very important. All we ask, think, or imagine. I imagine something. What if we all start learning how to receive dunamis? And we start coming in here with a full barrel. Every one of us coming in with a full barrel, I promise you, revival will be on. It is the master key. It comes from the Father. Direct transference. The Father authorizes it. You've got to go up to the Father to get it. But God wants to give this. He wants to do this. And He wants us to be carriers. Not interdependent, but interdependent on Him. Amen. He wants His dependency upon Him. All of us. Carriers. What we'll do to our ministries. What we'll do to our finances. What we'll do to our homes, our bodies. I'm going to show you in the weeks to come, dunamis for light, love, hope, grace. Dunamis is involved in everything. He'll fill your hope up with dunamis. The God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Make you abounding in hope through the dunamis power the Holy Spirit supply. Amen. Whew, Father, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Set our eyes like a flint. To receive, to show us how to receive, just like the Lord did. Constantly drew away and you filled Him up again and you gave it away and you filled Him up again. Show us where to receive, how to receive it. Thank you for the wisdom. Now it's time for the faith. It's time for the faith. Let faith arise in us to receive. Let faith arise in us to ascend. Learn, saith the Spirit of the Lord, the process of jurisdictional transfer. Learn how to be with me where I am. Learn how to receive what's in me where you are. Learn how it's drawn out from you into the world. For these are the three measures, says the Spirit of grace. These are the three measures.